The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hi, I'm Raven, Nashville correspondent for the Music Room. This evening, I am thrilled to bring you part one of my interview with Grammy-nominated country, soul, gospel, singer-songwriter T. Graham Brown, along with his wife, singer Sheila Brown. Los Angeles Times says you are one of the few artists coming out of Nashville who seems to understand that country music started out as the white man's soul music. Let's listen to the title track from your new CD, Forever Changed.
Close your eyes and visualize that day in spring, the moment that I met you from the start. Down in my heart, I knew for sure I never would forget you. Now I see what I used to be, and I'll never be again. Oh, I remain forever changed. Touch my hand and life began as I stood there staring at an angel. Time stood still when you revealed that tender smile to a perfect stranger. Now I see what I used to be, and I'll never. Like a rock standing by and steady. For what it's worth, when I leave this earth, because of you, I know I will be ready. Now I see what I used to be. Yes, I remain forever changed. Whoa, I remain forever changed. Forever changed.
Welcome T. Graham Brown and Sheila Brown to the Music Room. Forever Changed, your newest duet, is nominated for the Best Roots Gospel Album.
Yeah,
It really is good. We were totally surprised. We're very happy. We cut this record entirely on faith. We didn't have much of a budget. We have this song called Wine into Water. It's about people getting sober, a guy praying for help to get sober. So Sheila and I have our personal ministry is helping people get sober and stay sober. So we wanted to get our song Wine into Water back out in the public. It came out in 1998. So we figured it was a whole new generation. So we wanted to make an album with Wine into Water being the centerpiece of it. And then we're part of a church building ministry called International Cooperating Ministries. Build churches in third world countries. So we wanted the proceeds from the record to go to the church building organization. So we went in and we cut it all in one day. We had very little money. And when we started singing, I called up Vince Gill. I wanted him to do a duet. And that kind of got me started. And I called the Oak Ridge Boys to sing background on some stuff. And Leon Russell, who's my old rock and roll Hall of Fame buddy. And I started calling gospel artists, and all these people are big gospel stars, but Jason Crabb and the Booth Brothers, Three Bridges, Sonia Isaacs, Jimmy Fortune, and Jeff and Sherry Easter. And then we got Steve Cropper to play some guitar on it. And Steve's the guy that wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay and In the Midnight Hour and a lot of other hits. And he was in Memphis and discovered Otis Redding and produced all these records on different artists in Memphis. It was called Booker T and the MGs was the house band in Memphis, and they played on everybody's records. So Steve was in that band. And we just got a lot of people on it. And like I said, we had no idea what to do with it. And Sony out of New York picked it up. And then Provident Records, which is the biggest gospel label in the world, picked it up. And then Cracker Barrel put it in all their stores, which was huge. They sell an awful lot of records. And then we got a Grammy nomination on top of it. So we're just trying to do what we think God wants us to do. And that's the story of the album.
I think it's your best album yet.
I do too.
I'm in violent agreement with Sheila.
Yes,
Graham.
I agree.
It's a labor of love.
Track 11, Which Way to Pray, with Sonia Isaacs, tells a story, one of forgiveness in one's last days. So I've got to ask you, T, which way did she pray?
Well, for forgiveness. She wound up forgiving her father. It's about a little girl that was abused, and then she grew up and got married to an abuser. And when her father was on his deathbed, she prayed that he would go to heaven and forgave him for everything. And Bill Anderson and Gary Nicholson and I wrote that song. By the way, that song's going to be heard from a guy that he gave me some inside information that Which Way to Pray is going to be very close to the top of the list for the best songs of 2015. So looking forward to seeing which number it is. I hope it's number one. But anyway, it's a special song. And Gary and Bill Anderson and I were sitting around talking, and we knew women that had gone through this abuse cycle, I guess. It's a vicious circle that never ends. And we just wrote the song. We didn't have any intention of writing about that. That day it just kind of came out. So yeah, I'm happy. I'm proud of that one.
That story has been going on since day
yeah
one.
Well, this whole record's about healing. I think this whole album, it's like Wine into Water's that way. People use Wine into Water for all kind of substance abuse, or it can mean anything. Wine into Water can be about that same subject as Which Way to Pray is. Wine into Water is kind of a universal song. I mean, it talks about a guy praying to get sober, but there could be a lot of other issues too. I have people get in touch with me and tell me that it's helped them in just a variety of issues. So we're just happy that it's getting out there and that it's helping people. That's the whole thing.
And we just found out a couple of weeks ago that Loretta Lynn is putting out her first studio CD in 10 years in March called Full Circle, and she cut Wine into Water. And it'll be on that record.
Yeah, that's why I forgot about it. How can you forget that? Yeah,
so Loretta, that was real exciting for us to hear that.
Loretta's been doing it in her shows for the last few years, so we didn't know she was going to cut it, but we're going to take her a dozen roses to her house. She lives about an hour and a half outside of Nashville, so, and we've been out there before, so we're going to surprise her one day and hug her neck and thank her for cutting Wine into Water.
John Carter produced it.
Yeah, so. John Carter Cash, yeah.
Amazing.
So we're lucky. We know everybody. You know, the best, people ask me what the best part of my career has been, and I tell them it's just meeting all my heroes and getting to work, you know, with them on the road or sing with them in the studio or just hang out. And they actually like me. That's the surprising part. George Jones and Nancy Jones were some of our best friends. And, I mean, George is gone now, but Nancy still is. So they were probably our favorites. But we loved everybody at the Opry. We love everybody at the Opry. And, you know, a lot of our friends are passing away, like little Jimmy and Jim Ed. And we're losing a lot of them. But they have a show. I don't know if you've ever seen the show Country's Family Reunion. It's on the RFD network. It's when all of us kind of sit around in a circle and talk and sing. So I get to do that show, and it's great fun, too. So, yeah, we get to do a lot of fun stuff.
It's a great show because we really get to travel back in time. And, T. Graham, we see you and at Larry's Country Family Diner.
Yeah, Larry's Country Diner, which, by the way, it will have already happened by the time this podcast or interviews done, but I'm hosting it tomorrow night. It'll be on with David Ball is going to be my guest. So,
and the Country's Family Reunion, the Christmas show, will be on tomorrow night.
Yeah, so we're on twice tomorrow night.
Yes.
That's right.
And right down the street from us, they are actually building Larry's Country Diner.
Yeah,
Larry's Country Diner that you can come into and have some good food and hear some good music, and it's right down the street from where we live.
So that whole enterprise has been fun.
It has.
We love that program, as well as Country Family Reunion, so we always look forward to it.
A lot of people like it. Everywhere we go, people really tell us they really love it.
We wouldn't hear from you nearly as frequently if it wasn't for those two shows.
Well, that's the only place you can get any FaceTime on television anymore. There's no music channels left. I mean, the Nashville Network was the primary way to do it, and it's been over with a long time ago. I don't know how many years now.
But all the artists on Family Reunion are tickled that it's because people love it.
It gives us a place to be seen on television.
Yes.
And there's a lot of interest in classic country. There's a lot of radio stations around the country now that have changed their format to just strictly classic country, and they're doing very well in every market. So we're happy about that. Now they're playing us on the radio again. And then you can hear us on Sirius XM too. So
yes.
Yeah, there's getting to be more and more outlets for our music, which is great.
That matters, because it went away for a while.
And there's a new format called Nash Icon, too, that's a new format for, is it AM and FM, or is it just FM?
And it mixes the old and the new.
Yeah, it's a whole new format. So anyway, we're getting more and more places to be seen and heard.
That's fantastic, because a lot of us, like I'm 63, and so I grew up with a lot of that. My father's, you know, we had our hi-fi on, and he was born in Texas. He was a country boy. And, you know, listening to that matters to us, you know. And I think that country has bled over, you know, it bleeds into, you know, all the other genres. And I think that's a good thing, because it continues to grow. So we have it all available to us now. We need to keep that going.
Yeah, my father didn't like music. My father, as far as I know, never listened to one song in his life. As far as I can't remember him ever doing it. I mean, he never had records or, we didn't have a stereo growing up. There was no music in my house.
So how did you get into music?
I don't know. I just
listened to the radio.
Listened to my transistor radio when I was a kid and singing along with it. And I used to sing a lot, just not get paid for it. Just I played baseball. I might be singing out in the outfield or something. Sing. My mother told me I was always singing. That's what the way I heard everything. There was a little bitty AM station, a 5,000-watt AM station that I listened to in Georgia, and they played a little bit of everything. They would play soul music and rock and roll and country. They didn't have a format. They might play Johnny Cash and then play Wilson Pickett and then play the Rolling Stones, and they just played everything. So I like a little bit of everything. I'm not strictly a one-format guy. Necessarily. I can sing any kind of music I want to sing, so it just depends on what mood I'm in. Mm-hmm. I just have fun.
And, you know, I think that's really what it comes down to. That's what it's all about. And I can tell from your voice, as I think Sheila and I had talked about, that you can do all the genres.
And it's fun doing
that. You have the voice for it.
Well, I don't like getting stuck in one bag. I like to do it all. I get bored if I do just one thing.
Yes.
I don't know if country radio really ever knew what to do with me. They wondered what I was.
Yeah, because you don't fit into a box.
But they played a lot of my records, but they quit.
But they're back.
They quit playing them. Yeah, so now, we're getting a play. There's a whole new, like our son is 26 years old, and he listens to WSMAM, and he's a rock and roll, he's a musician, and he is just like speed and loud and no parts of country. But that's what he listens to on the radio is classic country. I hadn't figured that out yet, but, I mean, he's a serious rock and roller, but he wanted a banjo for Christmas last year, so we got him a banjo. So who knows? He's like me. He likes a little bit of everything, I guess.
Yeah, so it's in his DNA.
Well, and when he was a small child, we'd put him to bed each night with something different. We'd have Beethoven one night and Frank Sinatra the next night and Count Basie the next night, and he loved it all. He just wanted some music to go to sleep by. And he's a great drummer and a great musician.
I took him to see the Rolling Stones, Sheila and I did, when he was little. Well, little.
13.
Yeah. And we know Ronnie Wood, so we got backstage and we're hanging out with Keith Richards and all of them. And they gave Acme, our son's name's Acme Geronimo Brown, and they gave him a set list and picks and signed CDs and He's been exposed to a lot of different stuff.
Good memories for him.
Yeah, great memories for him.
Absolutely.
And us too. And he grew up in at Nashville Christian School. Then when he got into high school, he went to Nashville School of the Arts. So he's done okay. He's an all right guy.
Can we hear him in Nashville?
Well, I don't think they really have put anything out. He's in two or three different bands, and that's what they do. They just play live and play, you know.
One of their bands is called Marge, M-A-R-J, and they got a vinyl LP. They don't put out CDs. They like cassettes and vinyl. So,
but he loves doing studio work, too.
Yeah, he does studio work. He does a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a good he's a front man and a drummer and bass player, whatever.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like you, T. Graham, little of everything.
He's
daddy.
More talented than I am, I think.
Well, they have the same ear. They really do.
I haven't heard him sing yet. I don't think he wants me to hear him sing.
I've heard him sing. He's a great singer. He won't sing in front of his dad.
He told me that I asked him what he sounded like, and he said, all my friends tell me I sound just like you. I would love to hear that boy sing. That's funny. But he's played on the Grand Ole Opry with us. He's done, He was on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry when he was 3 weeks old. So he's been doing this all his life.
And he wrote one of the Christmas songs.
Yeah, he wrote Santa Claus is Coming in a UFO that's on the Christmas album.
Okay, I did notice that when I was looking at the writers.
The electricity went off in our house one night, and we lit a candle and wrote Santa Claus is Coming in a UFO.
How fun is that?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, that was the first of that title really grabbed my attention. I want to just personally highly recommend the CD, Forever Changed. I believe it is your best.
Well, thanks. Yeah, go get one. Go to Cracker Barrel and buy one. Get you something to eat. Go to Cracker Barrel, get you something to eat, and pick up our CD on the way out.
Let's hear people get ready with special guests Jason Crabb, Leon Russell, the Oak Ridge Boys, and Steve Cropper. Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Bye.
There's a train coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. Now all you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is a key. Open the doors and borrow. There's hope for all through the Holy Ghost.
To save his own, have pity on those whose chances grow much thinner. There is no hiding place against the kingdom's throne.
People get ready.
There's a train coming. Listen real close. You can hear the train coming. And you don't have to have no.
Said I am well pleased. Oh, I'm well pleased in you, boy. Go ahead and preach it. You know, I rode in on a donkey, but he gonna come back on a white stallion. Oh, yeah. Come back. You know, his tongue is a double-edged sword, and it cuts both ways. But the truth cuts both ways.
Oh, that's good now. There's a train.
There's a train coming.
Oh, it's coming.
You don't need no baggage. You just get on board.
Yeah.
You just thank the Lord.
You can't hide
You can't run.
Oh, yeah.
And no
yeah.
place to go. You might as well go on to glory.
Right,
when God called you, you need to go on to glory.
Hallelujah.
Don't need no ticket off. Listen, you just now. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Right. Oh, thank the Lord.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.